The Occupy Wall Street protest is in its third week now, and today some unions are joining in, a movement that at first seemed to either not inspire or actively reject establishment support is now welcoming it. The unions are similarly frustrated with the state of our economy and what they see as the dismantling of worker benefits in favor of corporate profits. But for a movement made up of mainly young people who have never and may never have a union job, the alliance with old school labor is kind of interesting. So joining us now to talk about why big labor is joining the protest today are the heads of two of those unions. Mike Fishman is the president of the SEIU Local 32BJ, the Building Services Workers Union, the doormen and porters and janitors and everybody, and Michael Mulgrew, the president of the United Federation of Teachers in New York, is also here. Welcome back to WNYC, Mike and Mike.
Good morning. How are you, Brian?
Good.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Mike and Mike in the morning. That's another station. What's happening today in Lower Manhattan, Mike Fishman? What are you and your members doing?
Well, some of our members are going to be down there standing with the Occupy Wall Street folks. And we are wholeheartedly support what they're doing. This is it's a group of people, whether it's a movement, we'll see, of people who are frustrated and angry, no different than our members. Working people in general are feeling that way, and it's great to see some people who are getting out there and trying to occupy space in the public debate by occupying Wall Street.
It's a school day, Michael Mulgrew. You're going to turn out a lot of teachers?
Yeah, because we're going to start marching from Foley Square in downtown Manhattan down to Zuccotti Park at approximately 4:30, and this is something we wholeheartedly support. You know, last year in October, we took thousands of teachers and community groups down to Washington for the 10-2-10 rally, where people were just as frustrated, saying the country is upside down, 1% is reaping all the benefits, why 99% are getting hurt more and more. Last year, we pushed for a millionaire's tax in Albany, and then May 12th, we did a large rally where we marched down Wall Street with 10,000 teachers and 10,000 community members and advocacy groups. So I can't thank and support the people who are doing Occupy Wall Street enough. They have created the space that's needed for this national discussion. And I think all people should be out there having this discussion. Where do we want this country to go in the future?
You know, Mike Fishman, it's not as if big labor hasn't staged rallies to protest and denounce budget cuts and worker layoffs before in Albany, at City Hall. It seems like all through this year and last. So why didn't your rallies reach this kind of public fever pitch? And, you know, these new people on the scene, whoever they are succeeding.
Well, somehow they think that when they say labor, they discount it. It's a special interest group, when really our unions are made up of the same people who are on Wall Street, who are frustrated with the country, who think the government is doing nothing and is paralyzed. And our members feel the same way. But if this is what it takes to get some people's debate covered, then it's a great thing.
Michael Mulgrew, does that mean that this ragtag group of young activists is just more in touch with the mood of frustration than you guys?
No, I just think that they've been able to, you know, at first they went down there and they got very little coverage. And then I think their determination to stay there and contact them. But my membership is saying this is what we've been saying for a year. We need to support them. And 100% we are. And I think that what's catching is that now there is a space out there in the mainstream media where before it was all diversionary debates and not the big debate, which is where do we want our country to go in the future? Do we want to continue that 1% reaps all the benefits while the 99% continue to get hurt more and more because of bad policies and bad practices and not holding people accountable for their actions, such as the financial industries and Wall Street?
Any union members listening right now, particularly anybody from 32BJ, the Building Service Workers, or any teachers? We know you listen on your prep periods, or
yes,
maybe you're out sick. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Do you identify with Occupy Wall Street? Is this the right thing for your union leadership to be attaching themselves to? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Michael Mulgrew, who approached who? Was your coalition looking to hitch your wagon to this growing protest, or were they courting you?
There's a lot of different groups who are involved who have been trying to push out this message. So some of the groups that we've worked with in the past, such as Strong Economy for All, and some of the community groups that we worked with last year on the May 12th rally on Wall Street, have been working with the Occupy Wall Street. So it was just more of an organic conversation that just said, look, we're doing what we've been doing before. Would you come and join us?
Mike Fishman, yeah. Somebody had to pick up the phone.
The truth of the matter is our members went down on their own. We have 10,000 members who work right in that neighborhood in every building down there. And our members came to us and came to the officers and said, we need to be supporting these folks because they're talking about what we talk about. And it's much more organic than somebody said to somebody, let's get our organizations together. We're talking about the same issue, which is, we all grew up thinking that America was a place where it was about fairness, where it was about opportunity. And what we're seeing is a time when there isn't fairness in the economy, in the society, and our government's not working, and people are frustrated and angry. And as Michael said, this is about where our country's going. And when people are raising their voice and being heard, everybody wants to have their voice raised as well and be heard.
Mariah, UFT member. Hi, Mariah.
Hi.
What are you thinking? You are ready. You are on the air.
Okay. I would just like to say my fellow UFT members would love to join the march, but we're also afraid of being arrested because if we get arrested, we kind of lose our job. Are we protected, Michael?
We have absolutely. There has been a permit issued. This has been coordinated as all of our rallies have been. So this is, we'll all stay within the rules of having a march and a rally, and that's what we've done. So as long as everybody follows the rules, we have no problems whatsoever.
Here's a business owner calling in, Peter in Huntington. Peter, thanks a lot.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I guess my comment or question goes back to this whole fairness issue. You're talking about, as a business owner, the sub-S community here, 1% of the taxpayers in this country pick up 40% of the federal tax burden, 10% pick up 80% of the federal tax burden. So what are you really protesting about? What is the fairness? The real fairness should be, how do we spread this amongst the 50% of the population that pay no tax and level out how our entire economy runs? I think this is not a good argument for the majority of the population to be having.
Mike Fishman from the Service Workers Building Services Workers Union, forgive me, on guard with Peter in Huntington.
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, small business is at the same disadvantage as everybody else in this country. It's really about, when we talk about the 1%, or what I hear them saying and what I believe, is it's the 1% who have the mass quantity of wealth who are not paying their fair share of taxes. The truth of the matter is that we need everyone to be able to pay their fair share. Working people are paying as much as they can pay. We need those who are making much more to share that burden.
Peter, how about this stat?
Small business needs to be supported in this country and needs to be supported to grow.
Peter, an opposing stat is that 25 years ago, the top 1% made 12% of the income. Today, they make 25% of the income. And 25 years ago, the top 1% owned 25% of the wealth in the country. Today, they own 40%.
You know, Brian, I agree with that. But this country was founded on the entrepreneurial spirit that you make what you make, and it's yours to keep, not the government's to take. And right now, that 1% may hold 40% of the wealth, but they're picking up 40% of the burden.
You think?
So how much more of the burden should they pick up? It seems that it's unfair when 50% of our population pays no federal tax.
You know, the one thing I could say to that, this is Mike Fishman, is when you look at the statistics on when concentration of wealth was as concentrated as now, the last time it was like this was the day before the Great Depression. And when the concentration of wealth went down to 12% or down to 10% and people shared equally in the economy, we had a great and booming economy and we all prospered. We're now at the same level of concentration of wealth that we were in 1929, and it looks to me like we're headed, and I think this is what everybody's fear is, we're headed for a great recession.
Brian, if I could, just because that's a great point, but I think we should also harken back to the days when the entire pension system was created at a time, if you remember, when General Motors couldn't hire employees because of the capping salaries. Now we have pension programs that have progressed into the 21st century that are, for example, our school systems. We're paying for teachers that aren't working. You can't run a business having employees, paying employees that no longer are productive members of your corporation, How can you sustain that in a school district, in a town, in a city, or in a federal government?
Peter, thank you. And I'm going to leave that as a rhetorical question and end that thread of the discussion. We have a couple of minutes left with two union leaders whose rank and files are being encouraged to join the Occupy Wall Street protesters this afternoon in Lower Manhattan. Michael Mulgrew, president of the United Federation of Teachers, and Mike Fishman, president of SEIU Local 32BJ, the Building Services Workers Union. Before you go, do you think there's any danger, Mike Mulgrew, that establishment support will tamp down the movement? Precisely, you guys represent the establishment left. Do you think the organizers of Occupy Wall Street are wary of your support?
No, that I don't believe so at all. I've had many members who've been down there already, and our support is just exactly what that is. It is support for the message, the messages that they are saying about where we want to go in the future and about what is wrong, so severely wrong at this moment. And amplifying that message is their goal, and we will be more than happy to help them reach that goal.
And Mike Fishman, the publication City Hall had this quote from Greg Floyd, the president of Teamsters Local 237. He says, "I'm not going down there. I'm looking for permits, and I'm looking for an agenda. We want to be supportive, but I need to know what I'm supporting." What's your reaction? Do you know what you're supporting?
I'm supporting the people expressing themselves, getting into the public debate and expressing their frustration and joining in action. And I think it's a great thing. And I don't need to know exactly what they're doing. They're going to make their own plans, and we're happy to support it.
And I'll call Greg and let him know what we're doing.
You'll call Greg and let him know what are you doing?
Like, we're going down there to march to support this message. The message is clear. The country's headed in the wrong direction. And if we want a good future for everyone, we all understand that we need a strong working and middle class in order to have a vibrant society that works for everyone. The man on the phone before spoke about entrepreneurial spirit. There will be no entrepreneurial spirit if there is no access to real opportunities, if it's all being controlled by just that 1%. So we have to create an environment where the entrepreneurial spirit can flourish,
and
which we do not have right now.
And you'll say the same thing when you're sitting in the closed room with Mayor Bloomberg negotiating your next contract?
I will be more than happy to say that.
Mike Fishman, Michael Mulgrew, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up now. By the way, on Occupy Wall Street, we have Naomi Klein to lead off our show tomorrow of Shock Doctrine and No Logo Fame. She, I understand, is here taking part today, so she'll have a very interesting perspective on this, being that she's written about these banking and finance and globalization issues for years and years before this nascent movement. So Naomi Klein tomorrow on Occupy Wall Street. And coming up next, biochem and physics lessons from the three Nobel Prizes for Science handed out this week. Stay with us.